It's 8:53 on AM Tampa Bay, and Jay Ratliff is on board here, our day trading expert, daytradefund.com. And we wanted to ask him about the price on oil right now, and it's gone negative. And I know down here, Jay, on the street we're on, temperatures, gas prices are in the temperatures were overnight too, in the $1.60 range. $1.61, I think, is the cheapest. And I saw it in another place in Temple Terrace at $1.53.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard the story that about oil prices going negative now. Went to minus 30-some cents, I think it was. What does that mean, that they give you money to take the oil off their hands, or what?
That was it. In fact, when we talked Monday, we said the story of Monday was going to be oil. And Monday turned out to be a very historic day, because in 25 years of watching the market and teaching my students, I'd never seen anything like it. Basically, for those that were going to take delivery of oil in May, the price continued to drop, and it dropped because the storage facilities are filled. I mean, the tanks are filled. They have tankers off the coastlines that are filled with oil. There's no place to put it. So we went on Monday, as the day progressed, from the standpoint of oil being an asset to ending the day by these individuals, as you indicated, looking to ask people, can I pay you to come take this oil away from me? It's a complete reverse. It's like trying to get junk moved off your front lawn. You know, you pay somebody to move the junk. They were paying to move the oil on Monday. We've never seen that before. But look, globally, we've gone from 100 million barrels a day usage to basically, what, 28 or 29 million right now. And the production continues at a pace that's greater than that. So we have oil just oozing out of every well, if you will, with literally no place to put it. You have Russia and Saudi Arabia who are talking about production cuts, but as OPEC and others are talking about it, that the rate of the production cuts is not fast enough to keep up with the oversupply. And it just continues. And look, there's a part of me that recognizes that, you know, when we went, what, last year, and we became energy independent because of the shale oil and different things that we were producing here in the United States, there were a lot of people around the world that took exception to that. So when they started talking about production cuts in the Middle East and things, I'm thinking, look, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and others can ride this wave of incredibly low prices for an extended period of time, much longer than a lot of the oil producers and refiners in the United States can. And I think they're really trying to, you know, put a dent on some of these smaller companies and run them out of business. And unfortunately, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I joked yesterday, I wouldn't even have to go to Saudi Arabia to get the oil, to have them pay me to take the oil off their hands. I'm right here on the coast, right here on the Gulf. It is really unbelievable what we're seeing here. The offshore
Aaron,
drillers, they've begun. Yeah, Jay.
I was going to say, and that's why I got so absolutely out of my mind when Representative Alexandria Cortez tweeted on Monday that it was, you know, she absolutely loved to see what was going on with oil. Do you not recognize that you have millions of jobs that are connected to that industry, and a lot of people are going to be hurting? And to celebrate that is just mind-boggling until you consider the source.
Oh, yeah.
Real quickly, how long is it going to take to recover here, Jay, do you think here? Because they're going to be offshore drillers here in the Gulf of Mexico. They're already shutting the wells off.
Oh, they are. And it's a lot like how quickly will the airline industry and others recover? It's going to take some time. I mean, are oil stocks and airline stocks going to be a buy? Oh, absolutely, a screaming buy, but don't get in a rush. Delta Airlines announced this morning it's going to take 2 to 3 years for them to recover. They're looking at a 90% drop in their second quarter revenue. Can you imagine trying to operate your business on 10% or less of your average revenue? It's going to take a while, and that's going to be the case with the oil stocks. Keep an eye on the ones you like. Watch them for probably the next few months. And, yeah, there's going to be a time that you can jump in and ride these things for a few years and make an incredible amount of money, but you have to be very patient on the buy side and make sure you're looking at companies that are fiscally strong and that can ride this out, because, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of companies that are not going to be able to ride this wave if it's an extended one that goes for an extended period of time.
Well, we certainly appreciate your coming on board here, and we're going to be talking to you every time we get questions of a kind of monetary nature here, given the coronavirus and everything, and you're the guy with the answers. It's Jay Ratliff at daytradefund.com, and Jay, we'll talk to you later.
Always look forward to it. I know you guys have massive pools at your palatial estates. You might consider draining the water and putting oil in them. They'll pay you to keep it.
Good idea.
Have a good day, guys.
It's 8:58 on AM Tampa Bay. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5.